Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. Thanks so much for joining us. Right now, in studio, we have our friends from the ODC. Lisa Rouse is with us. Lisa, good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate the time. We love our friends over at the ODC. Want to remind everybody to follow them on social media and find our website, odcinc.com. Be sure to bookmark that and keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing over there. And Lisa, we're going to start things off right away talking about one of my favorite places in town, Milkweed Market and ODC Enterprise. They have their Crazy Days sale coming up. It's actually starting today.
Starts today.
Yeah, this is a fun event. All in-stock furniture pieces, 30% off. All store merchandise, 25% off. Lisa, can you handle the rest of the interview? I need to go run over there right now.
Okay, go over there, check things out. Yeah, awesome stuff. So the furniture, we brought in a bunch of handcrafted furniture. You're going to find things like, not sofas, but benches, little end tables, just fun little handcrafted things throughout the store. And all of those pieces are 30% off. All in stock furniture pieces are 30% off. You have to run down there and check them off. They're just cute and beautiful, and you will want to take advantage of the sale. So 30% off of all of those items. And while you're there, you're going to want to see all of the other fun things that are on sale. 25% off of all store merchandise. Now, when you go into Milkweed Market, there's also vendors and consignment items. Doesn't include those things, but all of the other stuff that you see there, 25% off.
Ooh, that's one of the, we love hearing, anybody out there loves hearing 25% off. It
right.
Almost doesn't even matter what the place is,
right.
But especially when it's something like Milkweed Market.
Absolutely.
Now, it is also noteworthy, Milkweed Market is, a part of the ODC Enterprise, and this is another way to impact your community, to invest in your community.
Absolutely. When you support Milkweed Market, when you purchase things from Milkweed Market, most of those things are done by the clients. They're painted by the clients, they're made by the clients, and the things purchased at Milkweed support ODC.
And we're talking about items that not only are incredibly well made, very well crafted and created, but very unique.
Yeah.
And if you have a mother like mine, she only will accept items from Milkweed Market for her birthday. Like, I can't stress this enough. I'm not joking or just saying this for on-air talk or something. Like, from the day one, I went over there when they first opened the doors,
mm-hmm.
and her birthday happened to be right around the corner. I get her an item. She loved it. It was so unique and different. And now every single birthday, that's where she wants something from.
Oh, yeah.
Because she knows that not only does it impact our community and help out an organization that helped my family quite a bit, but also they're very cool, unique items. And she loves that. You can't just go to any department store and find these kind of things. It's a really cool thing to be able to have in our community with this win-win situation of not only do you get this great, unique item, but you're also impacting our community with an investment in our community, really.
Absolutely. And that's what makes Milkweed Market so special.
Milkweed Market designs and manufactured in the USA. We are proud of the work that they do over there, and they do it in-house. A big shout out to them. Keep in mind, this Crazy Day sale is going on now until August 2nd. So you've got a little bit of time, but you don't want to wait too long because, again, with all these items being unique, you don't necessarily have doubles of things.
That is
so
very true. Yeah.
As I've learned the hard way. I've learned, like, oh, I'm going to get that item next time. And it ain't there.
It's not there.
Nope. It's gone. So don't be like me.
Right.
Get over there right now. Get those items while you can. And again, keep in mind that all the work that you're doing with that is helping our community and helping our ODC, doing some great work in this community.
Absolutely.
Crazy Day sale going on now until August 2nd over at Milkweed Market at 1911 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. We also wanted to talk about, we actually talked about this with Nikki last time, and a shout out to Nikki, unable to join us today, but we're sending her good vibes.
Ashley,
did I say,
yeah.
I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't mix that up. I got a million names in my head.
Yeah,
I apologize
right.
to. I apologize to everybody. So I've got this sensory-friendly skating event coming up at Melody Gardens in Marshfield. That's going to be a good one that we wanted to touch on.
Yeah, we did this in Wisconsin Rapids, and it was such a unique event. So sensory-friendly, what we did in Wisconsin Rapids is we made sure that the flashing lights were down, the music wasn't as loud, and we made it more of a calm environment for people. So you could come and skate and walk or use your scooter in Wisconsin Rapids. And we made sure that we had sensory-friendly games available. We were doing something similar in Marshfield. In Marshfield, you're only going to be able to use your quad skates. However, same kind of environment. Lights are going to be turned down low. The games and all of the noises that go along with them are going to be turned off. Music is going to be at a lower volume. And again, those sensory-friendly games. We used water beads and buried some things in the water beads, and that was a huge hit. So things like that, to come on out and enjoy that for those people that just that struggle with that loud music mm-hmm. and those loud noises and can't always enjoy a skating event. So that's what this is.
It's a wonderful idea. And something that when we talked about this last time ODC was with us, it's something that we're going to see more and more of, not just from the ODC, but other organizations okay. and other events like this. Mm-hmm. My godson, my nephew are autistic. Mm-hmm. They deal with this and have sensory issues.
Yeah.
I know even growing up, while I don't have sensory issues, my eyes are light sensitive. Mm-hmm. And I struggle with that a little bit, just on the slightest end of the scale, but just as an example.
Yeah.
To also the point, one thing that I've heard after that interview and in the time since is there are some times where, whether it's a parent or it's a child, they just feel more comfortable having their kids in those atmospheres, yes. in those environments.
Yeah.
Whether they have sensory issues or not, it's mm-hmm. just a more calmer atmosphere while the kids are still having a great time and really enjoying themselves because they're kids and they adapt better than anything.
Right. We have so much stuff thrown at us. So to have a calmer environment is always a good thing.
And for nothing, but there's also going to be great food down there as well. Our refreshments will be available, the pizza, hot dog, and kids' fries, French fry party basket. I need to find out what that is. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I kind of want to know too.
Nachos and cheese, a bowl of popcorn, cotton candy, a pitcher of soda, all kinds of things available at this event. And again, keep in mind that this event is open to the public. This
Correct.
Is open to everybody.
Absolutely.
So it's also a great opportunity for you to find out more about these kind of events. If you've been curious, you know, go by, stop by, bring the kids and have some fun and take in these events and see if this is something for you or not. And certainly spread the word about this event to other families that may have children or just adults, even family, you know, parent members
yeah.
that would be more comfortable at a situation like this.
Right.
The more popular these events are, the more we can show, hey, these are important events in our communities. You know, we want to have more events like this for our kids.
There's a need for sure.
Yeah. The sensory-friendly roller skating event coming up 10:35 to 1 over in Marshfield. July 31st, again, 10:30 to 1. Be sure to check this out at 1200 South Oak Street in Marshfield. It's going to be a great event. Enjoy yourself, everybody. And we'll talk more about that event as we get closer to it. We're speaking with Lisa Rouse from the ODC. And Lisa, where'd you want to go next? We've got another great event coming up here.
Yeah, so one of our biggest events, our last big fundraiser of the year, fundraiser, but also community event. It's a way for ODC to give back to a community that supports us so wholeheartedly in so many ways. Saturday, August 24th, we are doing our Run, Walk, Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
So this is a little bit of a twist on our traditional Run, Walk and Roll that we've done for the last 4 years. We're switching it up a little bit, putting a new twist on it. We used to do this in all of our different places that we have our ODCs, and we used to have teams, and everybody would get a team together and walk. And this year, we're going to do it a little bit different, where we come together at Rooted in Red and run, walk, and roll around their cranberry marshes.
Mm-hmm.
So a little bit of a twist on that. You don't have to have a team, but we'd love for you to come out and rock and roll around that cranberry marsh. They are going to grade the paths for us, so that if you are in need of a spot for wheelchairs or strollers or walkers, any of those things, are going to have specially graded paths for that. And if that is even a little difficult for you, they're also going to provide wagon rides around the marshes as well. So a little bit of a different twist on our walk and roll. Then after that, the Antoinettes are going to be playing, and then Southbound, so you can enjoy some music and a number of activities.
It's It's one of our favorite events, and leave it to the ODC to top event that we love so much and make it even better. Just a big shout out to the team over there with this idea. It's fantastic. We're looking forward to this, not only for the walkers and runners out there that get a chance to take these things in, but for those of us that just love supporting the ODC and really enjoy music and great bands.
Yes.
Man, you couldn't ask for better music.
Yes.
Love the Antoinettes. They'll be from 4 to 6. Be sure to check them out. That was a great get by them. Some close
right.
ties there, but still, great get. And a great, great, great band. Love
mm-hmm.
that band. Some of the better harmonies you're going to hear from the Antoinettes.
Fantastic.
In Southbound, local legend, local favorite around here. We love Southbound. 6 to 9, you'll be able to check them out. So a really cool idea. There's going to be food trucks down there as well.
Yeah, a number of food trucks are going to be joining us. Right now we have Wisco Grill and Maisie's booked for sure. We're working on getting an ice cream truck as well. Dog days of August, you just never know. So you'll be able to enjoy that. Rooted in Red is going to come up with a signature mocktail cocktail for us that night. That's under wraps. We don't even know what that's going to be.
Oh, nice.
So we're kind of excited to find out.
Do want to send a shout out to Rooted in Red, again, supporting the community, a great organization, great that they do that. We appreciate that and appreciate the work that they do right there. And you can find out more from them at 1060 Center Street right here in Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to check that out. And I want to also remind everybody that this event is for everybody. It's a fun event. And one thing that I talk about with people, especially when we get a lot of people on when events are just starting and they're just beginning to get some word of mouth out of it and everything, have a raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Have a raffle. I don't care what your event is, how big, how small it is. Have a raffle. People will show up. This area, this community, this state loves raffles.
Oh,
got raffles. That's important.
And we have several of them. So we will have basket raffles that night. We will have large prize raffles where each of those prizes are worth at least $400. We are going to have a wine and liquor pull, and we'll have a 50-50 raffle. So lots of things going on that night. And this event is free. You don't have to participate in the raffles. Come. It's a fundraiser, but it's also a give back to the community.
Yeah. And one of the ways that you can support this event, even if you can't be at the event, is purchasing an event t-shirt.
Event t-shirt. Very, very important. This is one of those things where conformity is a good thing.
Yes.
We would love to have everybody show up in their cranberry colored t-shirts with the run, walk, rock and roll on the front of it. The t-shirts are really cool. You can go to the odcinc.com website, click on events, run, walk, rock and roll, and there's a link right there to order your t-shirt online.
Yeah, I just came across it just now, and I'm definitely doing that because I love those shirts, and have one, hopefully the first of many of these, the event turns into and everything. And another thing that I've noticed from the community in the years we've been talking with the ODC and doing this is how popular those shirts are and how people want to collect every year's shirt.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it really is something to keep in mind, everybody. Get that shirt. You don't want to wait too long. You only have until August 1st to order that shirt,
right.
Get that shirt, that order in.
Yep.
And be sure to do so. And Lisa, you mentioned something there about giving to the community and doing that. And I appreciate that and appreciate the heart, the spirit of that from the ODC. But I want the community to also keep in mind, this is our opportunity to have your back. The ODC has had this community's back for decades and done some really vital work. I know this better than most. My family has been benefited by this when my family first moved here. And my aunt, one of my favorite people in the universe, my Aunt Pam, Pat, and somebody that it's hard. It's tough to talk about because sometimes when I think about how it used to be and how we kind of felt like, well, her story is set. My Aunt Pat's going to live with my Nan and Papa the rest of her life, and she's going to have a good life, but she's not going to really have many friends or do very much. She's very shy and not going to get out there in the public. And then Pam comes by and builds a friendship with her, helps her to the point now where I'm not really sure where my Aunt Pat is. She's out traveling right now with her husband and doing stuff that we never dreamed of her doing. And it all started with the ODC. That's one example. There's thousands of examples that that the ODC have done in this community. This is our chance to support the ODC, to show how much we appreciate the work you guys do over there, while also having a really good time. It's a win-win if there ever was one. I mean, it's a really cool idea. It's a really fun time. And I love the idea of interacting or bringing the music in. It's another thing that's going to bring even more people out. You just know it will, you know?
Yeah.
It's a cool event. Run, Walk, and Rock and Roll coming up with the ODC. That's Saturday, August 24th at 3 o'clock. Be sure to spread the word about this event as well. We want as many people as we can get down there for it. You can find the event on Facebook. Keep that in mind. And it's a great way to reshare the information as well. You just never know who might see it that might not otherwise on your Facebook pages or anything like that. And a big shout out to everybody involved with this. Antoinette, Southbound, Rooted in Red, all you guys, your team over there. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. Very exciting, very fun event. We are speaking with Lisa Rouse from the ODC. And Lisa, we have one more thing we wanted to get to today. We have a blood drive coming up.
We do. So ODC is one of the hubs for the blood drives for the Red Cross. And we have another one coming up. That is Wednesday, August 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can go online on the Red Cross's website and you can schedule an appointment right there on their website. And then come right to ODC. It's really convenient. We're conveniently located, and that's why they like to use us as their main drive spot. Mm-hmm. So easy to do, redcrossblood.org. And then ODC to enter to schedule an appointment.
Yeah. Appreciate the ODC hosting this and having this. We can't have enough blood donation opportunities for our community. For those that have not heard, the Red Cross was already in dire straits to begin with. But then over the 4th of July weekend, a lot of their reserves were used up. This is an opportunity. I talk about giving back to your community. This is a chance to give back to your world. This is a good chance to give back to, and strangers helping strangers. You just never know who could be benefited by this. And I may say this a lot, but it's because it works and it's true. Not everybody can be a superhero, but everybody can be a hero.
Right.
And being a superhero is a little overrated, if you ask me. The cape, the tights.
All of it.
You're always up at night, chasing down crime and stuff. Yeah. Just be a hero. Just be a hero. It's a lot easier. It takes less than an hour oftentimes. You get in and out, and you know after leaving that you are impacting a community or impacting a person out there that otherwise would not have this. It's a win-win situation. Again, what are the time and dates of the blood drive?
Wednesday, August 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And with everything we've talked about today, we cannot encourage you enough to take in Milky Market and enjoy these crazy day sales. Get your shirt and get your tickets for the Run, Walk, Rock, and Roll coming up. And certainly spread the word about the sensory skating going on in Marshfield. All these events are great local events, great things that our ODC are a part of, and a great way for you to help out the ODC by just spreading the word about these. You can find out more at odcinc.com. Be sure to bookmark that website and subscribe to not only the ODC's Facebook page, but their Milkweed Market and Ink Splash pages. You can keep up to date on all the things that they're doing there and spread the word about them on your own pages and see who else sees them. Lisa, I think we covered everything today.
I think we did.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the time. Say hi to the gang over there for us.
Will you? I will. Thanks.
Thank you. And keep in mind, everybody, Thursday and Friday, there will be no Midday Magazine this week due to Rafters baseball. That's right. The Rafters have back-to-back days of doubleheaders. So in this time slot on Thursday, you're going to be hearing the Rafters up at 3:50 at Lakeshore. Take them on. And then Thursday night at 6:20, game two will be against Lakeshore. And back to back here, because Friday, going to be at 3:50, Lakeshore, 6:20, or whenever game one ends, they will be able to kick off game two. Again, the Rafters taking on Lakeshore. You can find out more at northwoodsleague.com. And again, find out more about the ODC at odcinc.com. Be sure to like and subscribe to their Facebook pages and spread the word about the great events that they are doing over there. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you next week with a bunch of great guests. Big shout out to our good friend Pam Hilke, the heart of this station, and all the great scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam, and appreciate the best listeners in radio. Remember that you can keep these podcasts and use them and share them wherever you like. Everything that we do here is recorded and kept as a pod right at civicmedia.us. Be sure to go there, bookmark that page, and spread these shows and spread the word and support your community. We appreciate you. We'll have more coming up here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.